So right now on the phone I have Mr. Brian Beller. Brian, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Mr. Gruno.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Gruno.
Mr. Gruno.
I've been instructed by your people to call you Mr. Gruno.
Uh-oh. Well, that way you don't get broken up or anything.
Oh, okay, I see. No digital snap.
Yeah, so how's it going?
It's going sweet. You know, thanks for having me on. I'm totally new to this whole world, you know, dividing line, guilty pleasures, everything. So.
Well, glad to have you here.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
So you have a CD that's coming out.
Yes, I do. My very first solo album coming out. It's called View, and it's coming out on October 28th. And, you know, I don't know if the people who are listening or the people who are checking out in the chat room are familiar with who I am, what I do, but I've been playing with Mike Keneally for about 9 years and definitely into some strange, aggressive, mostly instrumental but not all instrumental fusion-type music. And, you know, Mike's on the record, and Tos Panos is on the record, and Joe Travers, Rick Masalim from Keneally's band, a bunch of other guys, and we had a really, really good time doing it. And you were there, Mr. Gruno.
Yeah, I was there for pretty much, I'd say, about 70% of the recording process. And with representing Team Burlcore and the whole lot.
We can't talk about Team Burlcore in public.
I know, we've been kept on a little bit of a restraining order.
That's right.
Because of the LLC involved in it.
Yeah, exactly. There's some serious liability issues that we can't get into on the air, Mr. Gruno.
Yeah, so, I know. We've been instructed to just lay low with that. But we'll honor that until a later date when we can fully unleash it on the world.
Right, because the world isn't ready.
The world's not ready yet.
So, yeah, but it was an amazing process. One of the coolest things about it was that we recorded it at Lawnmower and Garden Supply Studio, Kevin Gilbert's old studio.
Isn't there always, like, a magic there when you're recording?
The vibe is, you know, I've been in a lot of studios, and, you know, there's a lot of studios that were built by professionals to be a professional studio. This place happens to be a professional studio, but it was built by a musician for a musician.
Exactly.
So, you know, that really makes a difference. You don't feel like you're in a, you know, really expensive, nice couch, hourly rate kind of place. You really feel like you're in a place where you're there to create music, hang out with musicians.
And everybody who comes there to record, who's there for the first time, kind of gets this whole vibe when they come in. They walk in and they're like, wow, man, this is cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we even had a, you know, even when we contracted those string players, there's one song where there's a violin, a viola, and a cellist. It's always interesting when they show up for the rock sessions, you know. And they walk in, they were looking around, and it was just like, you know, kid in a candy store. You could hear the Christmas music playing in the background. Doom, 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 little music box. It was pretty sweet. I had a really good time and spent a lot of late nights there, so it was a good thing that that we liked it.
And a lot of fussing and cussing here and there.
Yeah, and you got to drill a hole in the wall.
Yeah, that's right. I got to put my mark into Lawnmower and Garden Supply.
Let's not talk about that now, Mr. Bruno.
So you have strings on the CD. What other surprises do you have? Like, you have Mr. Cuevas on there.
Yeah, yes, Mr. Cuevas.
Isn't it Cuevas?
Cuevas. Fausto Cuevas.
Fausto.
Fausto. Are people hip to Fausto Cuevas?
They will be as soon as you let us know.
Fausto Cuevas was this straight out of Brownsville, Texas, Latin gangsta percussionist. The guy was so amazing. He goes, he's like, what a dog! And, you know, it was just, the vibe changed instantly. He was a great percussionist, brought a true Latin vibe to one of the songs called Get Things Done. And we had Trisha Steele come in for one song, the vibraphone player from Keneally's band, Beer for Dolphins. And we had, you know, like I said, Mike Keneally, he played everything on the record. On one song, he plays baritone guitar. And another song, he's playing piano. Another song, he's playing a Hammond organ. And just a lot of really cool stuff. But on the song that I think we're going to end up going into here, which is called 7% Grade. By the way, people here on Guilty Pleasures with Gruno are going to get to hear sneak previews. Isn't that right, Mr. Gruno?
That's definitely right.
Yeah, they're gonna get to hear sneak previews of two songs from View. The first one's called 7% Grade.
Now, when does this disc officially come out?
It comes out on October 28th, and it's going to be primarily online distribution, at least to start. And everything they would need to know about this whole deal is at my website, which is www.brianbeller.com, and that's spelled BryanBellier.com. The Ripper King in the chat room has got it right.
So you're following along in chat. Everyone who's out there who's not in
chat.
That's
right. I am following along in chat, and I'm going to type it right now. I am following along in chat. Did I even spell that right?
There you go.
Props.
The funny thing is they're not going to hear you say that till another 30 seconds. So.
Oh, well, you know, this technology stuff just confuses the hell out of me.
So we're going to go ahead and play. Can I have you stick around for maybe one more break?
Yeah, sure thing.
Cool. And Brian's in chat, so if you want to talk to him while the song's on, ask him some questions, feel free, go right ahead. Right now, this is 7% grade. Okay, right there, that was 7% grade from Brian Beller's solo CD. Brian, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with you, and I'm watching the chat just, you know, flying across the screen, and people saying sweet stuff about Rick. Rick Musallam was the guitarist on that track, and, you know, he really does tear it up on that. And the drummer on that track was Joe Travers, longtime rhythm section soulmate of mine, played with me in Dweezil Zappa's band Z. And it's Mike Keneally on piano of all instruments. So, you know, that's we had a really, really good time recording that.
And Joe Travers, he's also played with a bunch of other people, right? Like Billy Idol and...
Joe Travers played with Billy Idol. He played with the Motels. He's played with a lot of different people. Warren Cucurullo.
And Duran Duran.
Yeah, Duran Duran and everything. There's a whole subculture there.
But there was a lot of diversity with a lot of people that you brought in, which I noticed, like Jeff Babko coming in for a day to do some keyboards.
Well, you know, I don't know how many people are hip to Jeff Babko, but, you know, he's one of the first call keyboard players around L.A. right now. He's actually got the gig on Jimmy Kimmel Live, you know, the TV show. He's got that gig, which is a nice gig to have.
I see him all the time. Every time I switch to that show, it's like he's prominently up there when the camera swoops around because he's right up in the front with the keyboards.
Yeah, he's got that hipster geek chic looking thing, you know.
Yeah, that Weezer look.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, TV shows love that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kravitz. I'm watching the chat here, and I'm getting something from Renee. Brian, you were in the Prog West lineup, right? Yes, that's correct. We haven't even talked about the whole Kevin Gilbert tribute thing that we did.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, lay it on me right
lay
now.
Lay it on you. Okay, Mr. Gruno. I will lay it on you.
Lay it on me hard.
Yeah, we did that, you know, the Kevin Gilbert tribute thing in, what was that, Claremont at Prog West last year. Nick DiVirgilio did the Kevin Gilbert part, and we did the whole Shaming of the True live, and it was my privilege and honor to be a part of that. I always wanted to get more into that stuff. It was a really great way to do it, and Nick was amazing. You know, even more amazing is the fact that Nick actually engineered my record.
Yeah.
And you know, not even knowing that, people are going to go, what? He, you know, we did it at Lawnmower, and, you know, I had Joe Travers and Tos Panos were the drummers, and Nick DiVirgilio was the chief engineer. And one of the reasons why I had Nick do it is because I was really interested in having a drummer, you know, be the guy who executed the drum sounds, and obviously because he was so familiar with Lawnmower. But Nick is just amazing. I mean, you know, between Spock's beard and, you know, what he's able to do there. And he just got off the road with Fate's Warning. You know, just, you know.
He's got a lot of energy in that little body.
In that little haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Prog West Kevin Gilbert thing was really amazing. What was even more amazing than the show was the rehearsal that we had the night before.
Oh, weren't they great?
Oh, we had this rehearsal. It was almost like a private show for about 25 people.
Actually, one of the people who's in the chat right now, Herring, was at the rehearsal.
Was there. That's what I'm seeing right there. That was, you know, I mean, the Prog West thing was great. There was live energy, and that can never be duplicated. But as far as execution and focus and, like, very heavy, heavy vibe in the room, the rehearsal the night before was just, you know, I mean, it seriously brought a couple people to tears, and it felt very heavy in the room. And
that's where a lot of the love was.
Yeah, that's right.
And because
we brought as much of the love as we could, but a lot of the love was in the room.
Because what happened was about a month and a half prior to that rehearsal, September, October, you guys were rehearsing just the core band, which was you with the whole Keneally band, and then you brought in Chris G.
Right.
Which that was, to me, that was almost like a magical time in itself, in that we were all sitting around the rehearsal area, and it was just kind of like, so who are we going to get to play drums now that Brian McLeod can't make it? And then, you just shot out, what about Chris G?
Well, you know, Chris G is this guy who was a really good drummer in Seattle who nobody knew about and was looking to move to L.A. anyway, kind of into the rock and, you know, the instrumental rock, prog rock thing. And, you know, I talked to Nick about him, and, of course, Nick was very, very protective of who was going to do the drum chair for this show once he heard that Brian couldn't do it. And I sent Chris a CD, and Nick talked to him like three or four times before he came down. When he came down, he just nailed it. He was really fantastic. I know Chris because I played with a guy named Yogi. We recorded a record for a Seattle guitarist, singer-songwriter named Yogi.
Do you want to know something?
Yeah.
These people know Yogi left and right.
You do. All chat people, if you know Yogi, get in the box and say something. Because that's so cool that people know who Yogi is.
He's one of the favorites on this on
Yogi
show.
Rocks, man. And Yogi knows the whole deal, man. He's done everything I'm about to do. He's done it all. You know, produced the record, you know, manufactured it, selling it online. He's a real stud. He's on the record, too. He's on View. He's on my upcoming solo album, View.
He does a phenomenal part with his more metallic sound.
Yeah. Well, it's just a very heavy thing. There's a real, almost like a thrash tune. And I just threw him into it and he just abused it.
But, yeah, you got a hold of Chris G and gave him the stuff. And he came down, nailed it on the first rehearsal. I mean, the first couple of tunes he nailed, we were just kind of jaw-dropped going, wow.
Yeah, it was obvious that he spent a lot of time. I mean, he was not copying like drum fill for drum fill. I mean, he was really solid. And he is solid on Yogi's CDs, I pause, he is. There we go. Getting some props for Yogi. Okay, I see.
See, now you're getting that delay, huh?
That's right, they're laying it down now. You guys, man, this is a great format.
You like this? You like this with the chat, huh?
The chat. Jeez. Yeah, the chat rocks, and you people are all very privileged to be in the company of Mr. Gruno.
Hey, you know,
and his show. So this is all really cool, and you know, I really appreciate you having me on here and your chance to talk about View, my upcoming solo album. It's coming out on October 28th, and you know, it's going to be available primarily online to begin with, places like Amazon, CD Baby, Guitar 9, Audiophile Imports. And all the information that you need is available at www.brianbeller.com. That's BRYANBELLER.com. There's going to be more info coming up every week all the way up until the 28th. And then, most importantly, which I haven't even said yet, Mike Keneally and I are going to be touring the East Coast for 2 weeks on behalf of Taylor Guitars. We're going to be doing the acoustic duo format in some retailers, and the dates are up on Keneally's site, which is www.keneally.com. And, you know, the dates are there. They're going to be on my site later tonight, but my website hasn't been updated yet.
Oh,
I do lay it on thick Saturday. Lay it on thick and heavy.
And you know what? Saturday's probably going to be at the Baked Potato Show because this guy lives over in Glendale, Eagle Rock, and he's always boasting about Eagle Rock has the best pizza in the world and blah, blah, blah.
Who's that?
This guy Saturday.
Oh, yeah? Eagle Rock has the best pizza in the world?
Allegedly.
Really?
You know, he hasn't brought it to us, so he's welcome to bring it to the Baked Potato.
I see. Has this guy been to New York? Saturday, have you been to New York?
You know, he'll
he's
try.
He's Eagle Rock. He hasn't been to New York.
I don't know. He thinks he knows everything, you know.
Who are these people?
but the Baked Potato Show is this Saturday.
That's right. We're playing with Keneally this Saturday at the Baked Potato.
You got to get them to play, like, View on the PA system before.
Let's say that one more time.
You got to get the Baked Potato to play the View CD before you guys go on.
You know, you gotta roll it out slow, Mr. Gruno.
Yeah, you know me.
Maybe a couple tracks. Maybe the other track that you're about to play.
Yeah, we're gonna get to see you next Tuesday right now. Let's see a couple more things. Well, we plugged everything like crazy, but we got to keep going. Let's see. Baked Potato gig,
upcoming Taylor tour on the East Coast in November, my solo album coming out in late October, all sorts of stuff. All right, now we're getting into, you know, regional conflict in the chat room, so it's time to play some music, I think.
All right, I think everybody enjoyed you coming on the show, so anytime you want to call in or show up, I mentioned to you that we're going to be doing a 12-hour Saturday broadcast here from 12 noon to 12 midnight, so you're welcome.
Awesome.
Anytime during that, and bring your bass and whatever else you want to play with, whether they be musical instruments or toys of other sorts.
Thank you, Mr. Gruno.
And maybe we'll be able to represent Team Brokaw then.
Don't say the B word.
Team Brokaw in the hoozle? Actually, I'm gonna give them a little bit of that before.
All right, but no more.
No, just, you know, not too much.
No more. Don't scare the public.
If you can, stick around in the chat, Brian, a little bit, so that if anybody has any questions, you can type in directly to them.
I will. And let me just, before we go, this song that's coming up, it's called See You Next Tuesday, it's a power trio of just me, Mike Keneally on baritone guitar, and Tos Panos on drums. Just like the old 1996 Beerford Dolphins power trio.
Now, you know what? I think we should tell them a little bit because these two songs that we're playing, they're both instrumentals, but there are vocal tracks on the CD.
Don't scare the public now, Gruno.
But they're vocals. I mean, because some people are like, well, is it all instrumental? Does it have any songs? You know, I've been getting asked that actually the last few weeks.
The chat room is too busy talking about the pizza, though.
And cheese curds.
You're right. Now, there are a couple songs with vocals, one of which I sing, one of which I scream, and then there's another song that somebody else sings. And they're scattered all over the place. Get out. Here's one from the chat room. Get out to Australia and bring Mike with you. I wish that I could go to Australia. I really wish that I could.
Well, we got to set that up. We got to set up a Mike Keneally Spock's Beard tour.
Yeah.
So that we can have the best of all the worlds out there.
Well, everybody's been talking about that. Like, you know, I'm kind of surprised that it hasn't happened yet.
Aren't you, huh?
I mean, it seems like kind of like such a natural thing.
I think within the next 18 months, I mean, it will be an entity, because with Mike's new CD coming out that you guys still have to finish, and then the new Spock CD that's out, and I just think it's going to start rolling pretty soon.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. I know there's been a lot of back and forth, and we're all very busy people, but, you know, that would be the best. I think that would be the best possible experience, would be to do a double bill like that.
Now, what about you playing some of this live?
You know, in due time.
But that's always a possibility.
It's a possibility. I want to, you know...
fill it out.
I got a lot of other stuff going on that is not, you know, necessarily interesting for the people in this on this radio show, that's preventing me from doing more with my music. But, you know, that's going to all get cleared up in a couple months. So that's all that matters. And then once I get in the clear after October 28th and then go on the tour in November, I'm going to have some opportunities to do some new stuff. So
cool. Well, we're going to play See You Next Tuesday right now. And what I'm going to do is probably have you back right around the time that the CD comes out, if not sooner.
Awesome.
That way, when more people get used to a couple of these tunes, maybe we can put out another tune around then, and hopefully have all these people buying it and asking more questions.
Yeah.
All right?
All right. Awesome. Mr. Gruno, thank you. I thank you, Mr. Gruno.
There you go.
Awesome.
Okay, for the rest of the people, this is See You Next Tuesday coming up next.